Well, grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. Today, Jesus shares a parable with the crowd that had gathered around Jesus. And I think Jesus was wondering, why are they here? What brought them here? Was it the miracles? Was it their need of healing? Was it to try to understand more of my teachings? Was it to see what I can get out of it? Was it to find the real truth? Was it to find comfort and peace for their lives? Jesus' teachings and actions by now had caused people different reactions. He had caused anger and unhappiness in their religious leaders because Jesus had spent time with tax collectors and sinners, because Jesus had healed people on the Sabbath day. Jesus had gone out into villages whose response was one of indifference. Yet the crowd is still gathers around Jesus. And so Jesus tells a parable, a story that illustrates the different responses that he had so far in his encounters during his ministry, and the responses also that his disciples will in the future, as they also minister to people, will encounter. So Jesus shares a story about seeds that fell on unusual places for seeds, a path, a rocky ground, seeds among thorns. I am not an expert on farming, but I know one or two things about planting. I used to have a garden once during my internship at the church where I did my internship, Celebration Lutheran Church. They had a community garden. And so right before the summer, I planted all sorts of stuff, even kale. Are you familiar with kale? I remember that summer I had a lot of smoothies because I was like, what am I going to do with the kale? It's supposed to be healthy and good. And what I found is that you make smoothies out of that. So I feel like it was very healthy for me. But I learned that for a successful harvest, I needed to attend to my garden on a daily basis. There was also the church gardener who showed me how to even water the plants. So there's techniques for all of this, which I had no idea. So he showed me, the church gardener, how to water the plants. He was there every day softening the soil around the plants that they have grown from the seeds that he had planted. He showed me how to soften the soil around what I had planted and how to plant the seeds. He even gave me seeds to plant. And surprisingly, everything that I planted grew. And I was so excited. It was my first year having a garden. And it was a pretty big space within the church. I had carrots. I have green onions. I had cherry tomatoes, except that I put them all within really close in distance, so I had a lot of cherry tomatoes. I had squash, potatoes, and kale, of course. So I was good for the whole summer. I did not go grocery shopping. I don't think any farmer would ever plant seeds on landscape like a path or on a rocky ground or even around thorns. The text says that as the farmer went out to sow, and as he sowed, seeds fell on these landscapes. And to me, it's not logical for that to happen. As to why those seeds fell on those landscapes, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how those seeds fell on those places. So it is not surprising to me that the seeds didn't survive in those inadequate conditions, since no farmer would ever plant a seed on a path or a rocky ground or among thorns. But we all know that for a seed to flourish, it takes time. It requires to go through a process. It also needs daily care and attention by the gardener who prepares the soil, who tills the soil, who removes the rocks, who pulls the weeds around and waters it daily. Jesus later explains that seed is the word of the kingdom. In other words, the word of God. And the different places where seeds fail are people's hearts. The way people react or not react to the word of God are like these places where the seed fell in the story. We all know that we want to be that good soil, right? We want to be people who seek to understand the word of God. We want to be people who really embodies God's word in our daily life. We desire to be good soil, the good soil that Jesus desires of us. At least that is the effect that this parable had on me. And I think that's the effect that Jesus hoped that he had in people in his audience when sharing this parable. The reality is that a lot of the times we are not this perfect good soil. At times it's hard to be this fertile soil, because there is so much we need to care about on our daily lives. It is hard to concentrate. It is hard to find the time and the motivation to read God's word on a daily basis, to pray when we feel our prayers are useless at times, when family or friends are going through an illness. We get disappointed. We get discouraged. Our minds are filled with daily routines. When we think about God and everything that the Bible says, and when we try to think about it and find the logic of it, a lot of times faith does not make sense. It is hard sometimes to believe in what everything in the Bible says. But Jesus was pointing at himself as this word of God. The word that became flesh, and the various effects it had in people's lives based on their life circumstances. What Jesus promises through the word of God, through him, is life. It is an abundance of a harvest, a life that is not always happy or comfortable or easy, but a life filled with many gifts, filled with God's love and peace. A life with God that lasts forever, even beyond death. The same way faith is a process, like I mentioned earlier. It's not something that happens overnight, but it begins with someone proclaiming to us that we are loved by Jesus. A lot of us, that happened at Holy Baptism, where we were usually the pastor, proclaimed to us that we were children of God, that our lives had been united with Jesus, that we belong to God. And so that was, for a lot of us, the beginning of that faith journey. Some of you perhaps went through a huge transformation, an event in your life, a tragedy, something that softened your heart and caused you to turn to Jesus and be open to the will of God. Some of us realize that we cannot live a divided life living with opposite values. And some of us are still wrestling with what God says, is saying to us in Scripture, and what it means to our lives. The good news is that we have Jesus. We have the gift of Jesus in our lives. We have this seed that has the power to create life in anybody's life. The good news is that we have the Holy Spirit that opens our understanding. We have Jesus, who is the gardener, who helps us remove all those things that block our way between God and us. So that is the good news, that we have access to the Word of God. in a language that we prefer, in our own language. And now we are invited by Jesus to also share the Word of God through others, through our faith story, that we invite others for a time of prayer with our families or if it's here at church, that we also come together to study the Word of God on a weekly basis, that we invite people or to that we as a church seek opportunities for us to serve other people, for us to seek those opportunities to extend compassion to those around us. And just as Jesus and his disciples encountered these different responses, we may also face or encounter those responses. And we may feel discouraged when we find those indifferences from people or resistance. But Jesus, through this parable, promises us that God bless our efforts. Every effort that we have done or we do, God blesses those efforts. Our invitation to others, our time with God, the sharing of our resources for the sake of God's mission in the world. God blesses those efforts. May we continue to trust that God will do the growing. May we continue to show the love of God with our words and actions. May we continue to be open to the new work that Christ is doing in our lives. God is doing new things in our church, in our community. Let us be open to that. And may we continue to be the good soil that Jesus asks of us. Amen.